not everyone will enter. Not everyone that will say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name, we have cast out devils? And in your name, we have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21-23. What is the will of the Father? Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will but the will of the Father who sent me. John chapter 5 verses 24-30. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go you know, and the way you know. John chapter 14 verses 1-4. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told him by some, who said, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you. But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. Luke chapter 8, 19-21. While Jesus yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto Jesus, behold, your mother and your brethren stand without, desiring to speak with you. But Jesus answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And Jesus stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, and sister, and mother. Matthew chapter 12 verses 46-50. Failing to enter the kingdom. And Jesus looked round about, and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again, and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 10 verses 23-25. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in. Matthew chapter 23 verse 13. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Luke chapter 18 verses 16-17. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3 verses 3-5. Then they said to him, what shall we do, that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. John chapter 6 verses 28-29. This is really important, you must know this. Jesus is not fooled by religious language, spiritual claims, or public ministry. He is looking for those who do the will of his Father, those who believe, obey, and follow him in truth. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. The words are final. The warning is clear. The will of the Father is not optional. It is the only way into the kingdom.